Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you'd like to do that, again, that's 603-283-6160. With you tonight, it's Ari.
And Colin.
And we've been talking about mass formation psychosis and the mainstream media assuring us that this is definitely a thing that some person who may not even be an expert just made up out of the blue. And this isn't listed in any of their textbooks or any of their...
That is one. That's one narrative. The other one is it's an alt-right new buzzword.
Is it?
Yes.
We haven't gotten to that point.
That's where they've gone with it.
Even though the alt-right is just as susceptible as any other.
That's what they don't get. And this is what I was, way back when we first started this, I said I had problems with Dr. Malone being on Rogan, bringing this to the forefront, because he immediately went Godwin's Law. He talked just a little bit about what you need to do to get into this hypnosis, and then he compared it to Hitler. Like, immediately. This is and the article that I read did the same exact thing. Why?
Well, if you want to
Because there are so many other examples. The witch hunts that were all going all over the world are all happening at the same time. You have the 40s and Stalin, and you had Hitler, and you had Mao. All these guys are doing the exact same thing. And his people were complying. They were conforming. Why? There are lots of examples of how mass formation works. Build the wall. QAnon. You have people who believe in just nutty things.
Oh, yeah.
And there's groups of them. It's not just like one person. Yeah, it's like they make groups. They make cliques. And it brings them together. And it makes them happy.
And then the media goes to these so-called experts, which, of course, you know, the Malone's a so-called expert, but oh no, we can't listen to what he has to say. It's only the media-selected ones that matter. And I've been digging in here because there was a quote that we hadn't gotten to yet by the associate professor of psychology. This is from Reuters.com, so-called fact check. J. Van Babel, who said he agrees with another guy saying, oh, this doesn't exist as a real academic concept, so they just blow it off. But further, he says, it seems to have been made up recently. There are similar sounding concepts like mass psychogenic illness, but the scope of these is relatively narrow compared to what's being proposed here. They then spoke with Stephen Ryker, professor of social psychology at the University of St. Andrews, who studied crowd psychology for more than 40 years. He described the concept of a mass psychosis as, quote, more metaphor than science, more ideology than fact. He says it arises out of mass society theories and crowd psychology theories, which developed in the 19th century and which reflected a fear of the masses. The claim was that people in the mass lose their sense of identity. This goes back to something that you were talking about in the first hour, Conan.
But they do, and they also become more stupid.
And their ability to reason, they regress to an inferior mental state where they are manipulable by unscrupulous leaders. Right? So he's kind of summing up what we were talking about. He says, it has been totally discredited by contemporary work on groups and crowds, and just leaves it there. So, of course, I found myself asking, okay, How is it discredited? Because it rings true for us here on the show. So I did a little looking, and I'm like, all right, it's not easy to find discredited theories, but I did manage to find a story, another fact check. This isn't a fact check, but it's by the same kind of people who would publish a fact check, The Atlantic, which has been all about fear-mongering the last 2 years when it comes to the COVID thing. But this was actually written in 2016, so several years ago. It's an article all about Trump and the crowds.
Oh, good point, because that's what they've been saying about Trumpers. They're all hypnotized by this talking orange man.
No one was more hypnotized and crazy than the left as a response to Donald Trump winning
Trump
the election.
Syndrome.
Yeah.
That was a real thing.
It's still a thing. It's still a real thing.
They're still obsessed with him. So going through this article, what do I find? Just by total chance, the exact same
psychologist?
The exact same Stephen Riker, the professor of social psychology for the University of St. Andrews, was also interviewed in this story. Now, this story is all about a French psychologist named Le Bon, who I guess came up with the psychology of crowds. He wrote the book on it, apparently, called The Psychology of Crowds, best-selling book. And so I wanted to find out, all right, where do they take this guy down? What are they going to say here to go after Le Bon? And I pulled it up here. So, quote, or this is from the middle of the article. The consequences of this contagion are catastrophic, as Le Bon described it, something like a French remake of World War Z. If not quite The Walking Dead, the infected individuals in Le Bon's schema are reduced to beasts. Quote, by the mere fact that he forms a part of an organized crowd, Le Bon warned, a man descends several rungs in the ladder of civilization. Isolated, he may be a cultivated individual. In a crowd, he is a barbarian, that is, a creature acting by instinct. And so it says, unlike the freelancing zombies in the movies, though, this particular creature requires a leader, a charismatic figure who, adept at modern public relations, seeks primitive ends to win power for the sake of power, or more prosaically, to maintain an elite of winners over the mass of losers. And
which seems about right.
Yep. And let's see where I miss my spot.
I mean, it seems obvious to us because we know that these totalitarian leaders like Stalin and, you know, obviously Hitler and any of these others, they rose to power by using exactly these methods. And they got people to go along with these horrible crimes using exactly these methods of manipulation and control.
Yeah, but still, I don't think that's... I don't think it's a leader with these bad intentions. All of these leaders think they're doing God's work. They think they're doing. They think they're doing good.
Yeah.
But it's not. But it's not them. It wasn't. I don't. I say it all the time. I don't have. I'm not concerned with Hitler. I am concerned and wary and almost and sometimes almost fearful of the people who would go with him, would support Hitler. Well, Hitler is, it's just the same thing with government. They are nothing without the people supporting
you. All right, so I found the takedown.
Or whatever his name was.
The propaganda minister.
Yeah, he knew what he was doing, right? And he exploited people on purpose and manipulated people on purpose.
But he believed in what he was doing was for the betterment of society, for a betterment of men.
That doesn't make me feel any bit. That just makes it worse. That they're willing to kill people because they think it's going to make society better. That doesn't make it. There's no but there. It's like I'm fully aware that, you know, there's a lot of people out there who think you just have to crack some eggs to make an omelet. And that's true when it comes to eggs and omelets. But what they're talking about here is killing human beings in order to make what they think is the best society.
No, that's where you got it wrong. They're not human beings. They're the other.
Not to those people.
When you're in mass formation and when you are trying to rebuild your community and bring it all back together, the other has to go. You have to eliminate the other.
The other are the ones that are preventing them from rebuilding the community.
Exactly. Right? There's a reason why did this all happen? Why was I so isolated? Why was my life meaningless before, and now I have this new community, I have this new life, and now we have to take care of the enemy.
Well, right. If it weren't for those anti-vaxxers, then we'd be able to get out of lockdown, or we'd be able to get out and, you know, have our lives back again. And so, yeah, that's what they're doing. So, okay, I found the takedown part because I'd lost it. Here it is. Here's the rub, says the Atlantic. The crowd is in part a mythical creature, as contemporary sociologists like Stephen Riker, professor of psychology at the University of St. Andrews, argue. The crowd is less a feature of the modern political landscape than a creature of Le Bon's private nightscape. Rather than surrendering their identity or losing themselves in the crowd, as Le Bon argued, individuals who join the group instead embrace a collective identity.
What's the difference? That's losing your identity in the crowd.
Right.
They're just calling it something else.
The collective identity, they say, is usually hedged by limits and informed by rules.
No, it's not. No, that's how it ends.
It gets worse.
That's how we had the angry people attack the jail and lynch like three black dudes in the early 20th century.
Plenty of laws saying you can't just kill some other dude, and yet when you get a mob together, they went ahead and did it kangaroo court style.
And that's not the only example we have of something like that happening. That's insane. Yeah.
But this is the guy they talked to in the so-called fact check. This is his work, right? Like, he's the one who believes in the collective identity instead of losing your individuality.
And by the way, when he says there's no science that really supports any of this, in recent memory, you've got the Milgram experiment, you've got the Ash experiment, you've got the Stanford prison experiment.
Absolutely.
All these mostly revolving around human beings conforming to authority and or wanting to just be a part of the team.
Or just doing something because they believe that this person seems to be an expert. They told me what to do.
Yeah, doing horrific things because they want to be a part of the team and or an authority figure told them to do it.
Yeah, this guy's just defending the crowd.
603-283-6160. It's Free Talk Live.
It's a fact. The best time to prepare for bad times is during good times. When you know a big storm is coming, you prepare in advance. Same goes for our future. Things seem calm right now, so it's the perfect time to prepare for the next big crisis or disaster. That's why you should stock up on emergency food from MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's largest preparedness company, with millions of happy, well-prepared customers. Our food kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They're an insurance policy you can eat. When you need it, it'll be there. Shop dozens of food storage kits now at MyPatriotSupply.com. Our kits give you an abundance of food, totaling over 2,000 calories a day. Every family member in America needs one of these kits. So go to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Do it before the peanut butter hits the fan again. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
way to join us, 603-283-6160. If you'd like to weigh in with your thoughts and opinions, that's 603-283-6160. With you tonight is Aria, Conan, and Ian, and we've been telling you about how Intercoin can help any business or organization raise money using their own token. Well, Intercoin has launched its investor token worldwide. And for the first time, it's available on an exchange. You can find it at xmarkets.com. That's exmarkets.com, where you can sign up with just an email address, allowing you to keep your privacy intact. You can find out more about Intercoin by heading on over to intercoin.org. That's intercoin.org. And there you can find some links. They're also available. Their investor token, that's ITR, is also available on Uniswap. You can find all the links there on their website. That's intercoin.org. Intercoin.org. We're talking about mass delusional psychosis here, and what's amazing about what the fact checker that Ian just found is that not only are they linking, they appear to just have this one guy saying that mass delusional psychosis has been debunked, and
no, they have more than one, but the one guy that says specifically that it's debunked is the guy who's been trying to debunk him by essentially rephrasing it.
Yeah, he said exactly what people who say that mass delusional psychosis exists. Individuals lose their sense of identity and they become part of this collective group. That's exactly what this guy said in his, quote, debunking of mass delusional psychosis.
Yeah, he said, just to recap, he's correcting in his mind what a French psychologist who wrote the book on the psychology of crowds named Le Bon, the guy who's now trying to take him down is Stephen Ryker of the University of St. Andrews, who said that instead of what Le Bon argued, that individuals who join a group lose themselves in the crowd and surrender their identity, he says, so the new guy, the guy who's still alive, Stephen Ryker, says that, no, that instead they embrace a collective identity, one hedged by limits and informed by rules. So they're not losing
losing. That's negative.
Right?
They are embracing. They're gaining the collective.
They're becoming a part.
They're becoming better. They're becoming more. They're joining the collective.
So this guy really is just a shill trying to convince us that mass delusional psychosis is a good thing.
He's probably on this payroll. He's probably getting a check.
Well, he wrote a book, evidently at length described mass delusional psychosis, but insisted that it's a good thing.
Correct. And he goes on. He says that in his work on riots, or I guess this is the Atlantic, but they, of course, agree with him. In his work on the riots in 18th century England, historian E.P. Thompson revealed how these so-called mobs were in fact governed by what he called a moral economy. Similar, his landmark work on crowds in the French Revolution, the historian Georges Rudet showed how the, quote, mob, unquote, that took the Bastille was not bestial and base, but instead shaped by the actions of literate artisans. So he's saying here, the article is saying here, that this is okay. It's okay to surrender your individual identity, to join the collective.
It's not okay to surrender. It's okay to embrace, to actually...
Okay, whatever. But you have to surrender your individuality.
We know that's what's actually happening, but no, but if you step up and take it, then it's okay. But if you actually, if it's taken away from you, that's when it's... Yeah.
And as long as a literate artisan, one of the people who...
One of the elites.
Elite, and they know, and they're wise, as long as they're the ones who are setting the rules for the mob, then it's totally fine, and it's not mass formation psychosis. When that's exactly what... what's his name? The dude we're talking about here.
Malone.
Malone has been saying.
Well... Malone is repeating what the new coin term mass formation that really is kind of new. I think that psychologist, this expert, mm-hmm. is correct that yes, crowd psychology is not new. Le Bon is not new.
No, that's century old.
But this new term mass formation, which is really mass hypnosis. I think that's what's blowing these people blowing them away. The idea that Fauci can get up there and he can hypnotize one third of the population,
which
is really the numbers.
Fauci didn't. The media did it for him.
Sure.
I think no. The media is complicit. The media is part of it.
I know.
The media is doing it themselves. They are telling themselves their own lies.
That's what I said. The media did it for him.
They believe their own lies.
Well, they climb all over themselves to put him on their media. So like,
sure. They're actually kind of backing down on him, and I think they're backing down on the new CDC director too. Especially when they're coming out saying that when they're backing back, when they're talking about how you don't need to quarantine for 10 days, 4-5 days will work.
They're asking sick nurses who have tested positive for COVID-19 to go ahead and come back to work, even if they're symptomatic.
Yeah,
because they've realized that, we actually have to have a staff, and if we don't have a staff, people are going to die. And if people start dying because we fired 20% of our workforce, they're going to start putting bricks through our windows.
If they're not already, yes, exactly. But they have to wear their masks, by the way. They can come back to work. They don't have to get tested. They don't have to take the vaccine, but
you got to
wear a mask.
Well, because, they're positive, so why would they have to get tested?
Well, they're not positive. They're asymptomatic, so they're,
No, I've got stories from today, from the Drudge Report.
Oh, there's a don't ask, don't tell policy a lot
of
companies.
No, they're not even doing that. They say, hey, we know you tested positive, but you're a nurse. We need you back on the job.
Yeah, don't tell anybody.
Get back here. No, they're not saying that.
Well, I know that there are some departments out there that they have a don't ask, don't tell, I don't care, just come into work. Are you sick? I don't care. Come into work. Hmm. Yeah. I mean,
because
everyone's staying home.
That's what happened when I had COVID last year. It was like, don't tell the other employees. The district manager knew. The manager knew. Yeah. The owners knew. I knew, but it's like...
This whole room
knew. I wasn't
knew.
That sick.
We all came in and did the show that night.
Well, none of us were sick.
Well, because...
I think the captain got pretty sick. Mark got sick. I was tired for a day. But we were otherwise just fine. Yeah. So why would we not do the show?
Healthy. So you mean last year when we were just living our lives the way we've always. And now what you're saying is the rest of the world is actually starting to come to grips with this. And they're like, yeah, let's just kind of treat this like the flu. Like we've always treated it.
I don't think they're coming to grips with it. I think reality is just beginning to sink in. And they realize that, they can't afford to not have their employees come in. The supermarket shelves are empty, and it doesn't matter at this point. They can be dying in the streets of an actual deadly pandemic, and they're like, look, man, we need you here, or more people are going to die.
Now, have you been seeing supermarket shelves empty
I have not.
Here?
I have not either. I've noticed...
Not to the extent that these places are talking about.
Some of my favorites, Aldi's is one of my favorites. Sometimes I'll just like a whole section is just not there, like crackers or something, or milk. Not milk, but half and half.
Aldi is the only place that I've seen it, actually, where the giant chest freezers that they have there, there's at least, last time I went, which was, I don't know, Friday or something like that, two of them were empty.
Huh.
Yeah.
They were full the other day.
Mm-mm.
I also don't do a whole lot of grocery shopping, though. So
one of them's been broken
now,
for a while.
So I guess this is if you live out there in the world, in the great big world, and you notice that stores are completely empty. You get these pictures, these memes of just empty shelves. Is this for real? Is this legit? I do know it's not here in Keene, but I do know that prices have gone up.
Oh yeah, dude.
On meat, milk is a dollar more than it was 6 months ago,
and that's subsidized.
Eggs is up. I mean, everything is up. Considerably.
It ain't going down.
But I haven't seen empty shelves yet.
I haven't either, but again, I have seen empty shelves in cat food. Wet cat food is so hard to find.
You are correct.
You're
correct about that for some reason.
Paper towels and toilet paper are constantly weak on the shelves at Walmart, but not totally empty.
Do you have any idea why this is the case, other than the government shutdown? 603-283-6160.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
U.S. USA Radio News.
Senator Ted Cruz grilled a top FBI official Tuesday on whether Bureau informants were at the January 6th Capitol attack. Cruz also zeroed in on the role played by Marine veteran Ray Epps. Jill Sanborn with the FBI.
How many FBI agents or confidential informants actively participated in the events of January 6th?
Sir, I'm sure you can appreciate that I can't go into the specifics of sources and methods.
Did any FBI agents or confidential informants actively participate in the events of January 6th? Yes or no?
I can't answer that.
Did any FBI agents or confidential informants commit crimes of violence on January 6th?
I can't answer that, sir.
This year's tax filing season will begin on January 24th, 17 days earlier than last year. The deadline for filing tax returns is Monday, April 18th. This is USA Radio News. It's back to class for students in the Chicago School District.
As many experts claim the lockdowns are hurting our children's mental health, a proposal for Chicago Public Schools to resume in-person classes Wednesday has been approved by the Chicago Teachers Union House of Delegates. That followed a lot of bickering during the week-long standoff. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Shortages at U.S. grocery stores are increasing. The shortages are widespread, impacting produce and meat as well as packaged goods like cereal. U.S. groceries typically have 5 to 10% of their items out of stock at any given time. According to the Consumer Brands Association, the unavailability rate is hovering around 15%. Experts are divided about how long the grocery shortages will last. And the American Red Cross reports blood supplies in the U.S. are still dangerously low. You're listening to USA Radio News.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
To weigh in, 603-283-6160, if you'd like to do that. Again, that number 603-283-6160. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
It's Ian.
And
Conan.
And we got to talking about the economy and how store shelves are empty. I got an article here about that, so I want to get into it because I did bring it in. I didn't think we'd get into it because it's just really not a whole lot to say about it. We mentioned cat food, paper towels, toilet papers. For whatever reason, toilet paper, once the pandemic, quote, unofficially started or officially started, toilet paper just vanished. And from what I can tell, it never went back to normal.
I know. And something else that's happened that I've noticed is that both paper towels and toilet paper, at least at the Keene Walmart, you cannot get a 24 or 12 pack, or sorry, not 12, depending on what you're talking about. So 24 pack of toilet paper or a 12 pack of paper towels, they do not. They're not available.
It's because they're not even stocking them? Or?
Nope, they're not there. I mean, maybe there's a spot for them, and they're just not filling them. That product I have not seen in months
now. You know what? I figured this out because I was actually, this way back when, 2 years ago, 1.5 years ago, I was actually running out of toilet paper.
Okay.
Because it was none available.
Mm-hmm.
Here's my problem. If you go in the store at 11:30 at night, or 10 o'clock at night, there's nothing available. Either you go in really late at night when they're just stocking up and beat them to it, or you go there first thing in the morning, which is my problem. So if you actually, the early worm, you know that saying?
Early bird gets the worm.
Yeah. They stock this stuff, but you got crazy people go in there and snatch it up immediately.
But I don't think they exist anymore, Conan. I think that they're only making the packaging to where it's smaller and you don't get as many rolls. Right, because you remember when they put in the restrictions that said only one per customer?
Did they remember do that about toilet paper and paper towels?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, good.
Yeah,
Lord.
At Walmart, there used to be a sign up that said you can only get one per customer. And also, it was also true in the soap aisle. You could only get one, you know, soap container.
Even Aldi had that. It's like only two cans of something. Only two bags of beans. Only two product of the same type.
Man, let eBay sort it out. That's what eBay's for.
That's gone away now.
Okay.
So you can buy more than one of it. But if it comes back, now you can only get one of what is essentially half the size of what you were able to get one of before. So instead of being able to get 20...
Well, that's okay, because I have experience buying paper towel, and I know that one double roll equals four mega rolls. And so I'm still getting an amount of paper towels that is immune to calculus.
So you think they have intentionally downsized things like toilet paper?
Mm-hmm. It makes sense.
To,
I mean,
because here I am. I'm buying three packs of toilet paper, but they only have four in each one. So I mean,
and they make more money that way too, because you know if you buy in bulk, you generally think you're going to save something. Well, now you can't even buy in bulk. You cannot get a pack. At least at this Walmart. Maybe it's true somewhere else. Maybe Bounty's still making the 24 packs of toilet paper somewhere. But around here, you can't find more than 12 rolls of toilet paper or 16 at the most, and you cannot get more than like six rolls of paper towels.
I'm looking at some but here's the question: we're trying to figure out why cat food wet meat cat food
is
not available.
Yeah, because I'm really curious. There's still plenty of dry food, from what I can tell. I just don't, my cats don't eat that very well.
I'm reading some bullets here. Someone's trying to figure it out themselves. And one of them is, I didn't even think about, more people adopted cats and animals in general during the pandemic.
That's true.
Yeah, but they're not out of dog food.
Not yet.
But there's plenty of dry food, right? I think more people probably feed their dogs dry dog food than they do wet meat. Because I think they can handle it better.
Well, it's a dog, right?
It's a dog. And yeah, and dogs eat their own vomit. Whereas if your cat vomits...
Cats don't do that?
Your cat...
No. Okay.
No, not really. I've never seen a cat eating vomit.
And to clarify, that's why I started giving my cats wet food, is because one of the things I've always known my entire life is that cats vomit. That's just what they do. They occasionally vomit.
And they're more prone to do it if they're eating half of their meal is corn, which... You know, it's not a cat thing.
I never thought about it. Yeah, and I had never thought about it until my vet was like, "Well, do you vomit regularly? Do you vomit once a week?" I was like, "No, of course not." I said, "Right, stop feeding your cats this food, and it's because they don't chew it; they just swallow the whole pieces, and then they vomit it up."
Well, cats do vomit hairballs often, and I guess in my cat situation, she vomits like once a week. And there's always a hairball in there, but there's also some food, which is just gnarly.
Yeah, there's not much you can do about hairballs with cats. I mean, their tongue is designed to cause hairballs.
Yeah.
But I've never seen a cat eat their own vomit, but I tell you, Mike, when it does happen, it doesn't happen often anymore. My dog, she loves it.
And other things,
it's
too.
It's like getting to eat all over again.
And other things. There's a reason why dogs evolve the way that they do. Camp followers. This is the reason why there are rules. Whenever it hits the fan and you're out there, you know, don't take care of yourself, you know, fighting off zombies or whatnot. Rule number one, don't eat your dog. There are lots of reasons. There's a whole list of reasons why you'd want to keep your dog around. One of the reasons, because they're great camp followers. They clean up after you, and they keep the camp clean. Also,
That's a good point.
Also, they're good alarm clocks. And also, when you think about like meat ratio, it really doesn't pan out. You'd be better off just, you know.
Well, if it got to the point where it was so desperate that I was actually considering that, I would just go ahead and starve, because, you know, I love my dog, and I wouldn't do that.
Have you ever starved?
Yeah, starved it either.
I mean, well, maybe I'd kill myself then in that case. You know, whatever. I'm just not going to eat my best friend. That's just not an option.
I tend to agree with you on that.
Like, if it's that bad, that means you cannot get food from anywhere else.
You know what's going to happen, though? You're going to die of starvation. You're going to be a husk, an old skeleton.
And they're going to eat me.
And your dog's going to eat you.
Yeah, that's right.
Fine, but you're already dead at that point. The dog didn't kill you to eat you.
Yeah,
that's right.
You just died, and the dog was like, I'm not going to let a free meal go to waste. Like, it's just going to clean up the mess you left.
That's how it works. That's how the circle of life works.
The last gift, though.
Yeah, don't eat your dog.
So, did you find out anything about why cat food is missing, other than that people were adopting cats?
The big one is the supply chain.
That's what I'm expecting. Yeah.
But why are I go to Aldi. There's plenty of every kind of meat, every pork, chicken, beef. All that's full to the brim. But then you go down the cat food aisle, and there's no wet cat food, which is meat parts.
And I just realized the reason why. People are eating more McDonald's than ever. All of those meat products had to go somewhere, and instead of going into the cat food, they're going into the McNuggets and the burgers and whatever else.
And let's not forget, you also have the burgeoning, growing fake meat empire.
Sure, but people are still eating their McNuggets and their Big Macs or whatever. They're more than ever.
And that's what they put in the cat food, the parts.
Yeah.
And they put it in your chicken McNugget, the parts, the snouts and the beaks.
Yeah, and in your Egg McMuffin. Well, the Egg McMuffin's probably mostly not that, but yeah. I was being, joking a bit when I said that, but that probably does have something to do with it because, those McNuggets, they are. It's not as much chicken as you would like to think. Chicken gets turned into
so good.
A goop.
Tastes so good. What's the other one? The McRib. Who knows what the hell that is? That's probably been soy for the last, just pure 100% soy for the last 20 years.
I will admit, McRibs are guilty pleasures for me. That's the one thing I will go to McDonald's for. I know it's terrible for me. I know there's nothing resembling
a
rib anywhere near it.
It's just sugar on bread. Mm. Sugar between more sugar.
But man, they are good.
Yeah. Well,
I got those in jail.
I've
had a jail version of it.
Yeah.
I have to say, I don't think I have been in a fast food restaurant in probably about 6 or 7 years.
Wow.
We just about can't go in them now.
So I don't know. Yeah, I would do the drive-thru. But even then, I wouldn't want to, because I hate lines. And it always seems to be a line at Burger King or wherever.
Well, there's DoorDash now, so you don't even have to deal with the line. They can bring it right to you.
But don't you have to tip those people?
They will charge you big time.
I don't tip.
Yeah, you don't have to tip them, but they will leave your order sitting there if you don't, because they're contractors.
They won't ever work for you again.
And they can pick and choose, yeah. But, I mean, I saw this when I visited my sister last month, that DoorDash is insanely popular. So McDonald's, Burger King, all of these places that have put themselves on DoorDash, they're making enormous amounts of money.
What do you think? Do they have like a policy, a mandate, vaccine policy, or anything like that? Or do they have to wear masks?
Yes.
Yeah. I'm always thinking about things to do if I get fired from my job. And DoorDash sounds like a neat idea.
Well, you could always just throw on a mask. And I mean, a lot of the people who are caring about masks,
I haven't worn a mask in 2 years.
Contactless delivery anyway, so just leave it at their door.
Right.
What you do is compete with DoorDash. Those people make a ton of money.
There you go. That's an idea.
603-283-6160. It's Free Talk Live.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live with Aria, Conan, and Ian, and I want to say thank you to Timothy Connor, who is tonight's amplifier. That means that Timothy is a member of the AMPS program. You can find that at amps.freetalklive.com. That's amps.freetalklive.com. Timothy is a platinum level amplifier, which means $25 per month. Of course, we don't ask that. All it takes to join the AMPS program is $5 per month. So if you like the show, you want to show your support, the AMPS program is the best way to do that. That's amps.freetalklive.com. Timothy, thank you so much for taking part in the program and helping to support the show. She's called several times tonight. We've been trying to get her on, but we keep having discussions that are involved, and we don't want to get away from those. We have Sarah calling from New Mexico. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live.
Oh, yes. I just don't get into your conversations too much, so I call back later. But I want to talk about, do you remember Putina, that redhead? She got caught for spying.
Putina? I do not remember.
Putina.
Wait. Yeah, say that one more time slowly. Who?
Putina. Putina was a Russian spy. She was...
The redhead cutie.
Yeah.
Putina. She was sleeping with everybody.
Well, I mean, the thing about it is that... Well, she was, she had a strategy. She was trying to get information. This guy had a top U.S. government clearance or something. He had some secrets that she wanted. So the whole point is that she never went to jail. You know, they made a deal, I think they gave a couple of our spies held in Russia in exchange for one Putina.
Well, according to, if you're talking about Maria Butina, who was the Russian alleged spy, she was actually sentenced to jail. She went to prison, in this case, after a federal judge sentenced her to 18 months in prison after she pleaded guilty to felony charges of conspiracy to act as an unregistered foreign agent of the Russian state. Served more than 5 months in Tallahassee Federal Correctional Institution, and then was also in pretrial confinement for about 9 months, and ultimately was deported back to Russia. So you are incorrect, Sarah. She was put in prison, but not for technically being a spy.
Well, okay, but didn't they make a deal? The reason she got let off easy was that she got a couple of
guys
up there.
Yeah, but I mean, they never made make a deal with her, and as I understand it, the U.S. government has a history of not trading spies. I'm not 100% sure, though, because I don't really care when governments do that kind of crap, too. The U.S. is spying on Russia, Russia's spying on the U.S. Occasionally, they bust one of the spies. It's an interesting headline occasionally, but it's just, it's governments being governments.
Well,
Sarah, what are the stores like there in Albuquerque? Are you seeing a lot of empty shelves?
I do not really know.
Do you go shopping?
I don't notice it. Well, I don't really. Richard goes shopping most of the time.
Okay.
I don't really go.
Okay.
I don't notice it.
Gotcha.
But the whole point is that, you know what? There has been U.S. spies held captive over there after the collapse of the Eastern Wall.
I have an idea about how the U.S. government can keep that from happening. Stop sending spies to Russia. And
that would do it.
And that would solve that problem.
So why was Putin spying here? I mean, the guy that she was screwing was saying that she's trying to ask me information that I'm not allowed to give. That's why he turned her in. So then that goes to tell...
The Russian government spying doesn't mean it's okay for the U.S. government to do it. I mean, in that case, shame on the
capitalists. Are they so-called don't want to join the NATO as they claim?
Russia?
They've been doing this, right?
No, NATO was formed directly to counter Russia and the Soviet Union.
Right, that's correct. So that's my whole point, is that it's a front. I mean, it's just obviously it's not there. They haven't turned capitalist. All this, well, we have a bunch of spies over there. We have spies over here for 10, 15 years. I mean, they caught a spy like 15 years ago that he was in the military and he came here when he was 9.
Yeah, people spy. I don't know what else to say about it. Thank you for the call tonight, Sarah. It's not surprising to me that governments don't trust one another and don't trust their own people. That's just governments being governments. That's what they do. But it does sound like this woman took a plea deal.
Is this the same Sarah that the road work, the crosswalks?
Oh, yes. Pedestrian Sarah.
Pedestrian Sarah. She's got a new bent. She's on a new...
She's got more topics now than ever before.
Pedestrians are
better than ever.
So who is she listening to is telling Russia is, like, not capitalist enough for her and that they're just sending their spies over here to ruin our, ruin our lives?
She's a communist.
I didn't know that. I knew she was a socialist. So,
she's a card-carrying member. Yeah, like she's been to meetings.
So what's her problem with Russia then? Are they not communist enough? Really?
Well, it's unclear because she seems to think that a truly communist government hasn't actually happened yet.
Well, that's just common communist belief is that it's not been done right.
She probably likes how China did their handled our American spies. I think what last year, like 15 of them got gunned down all in one afternoon.
Hmm.
All American spies took them out, just like that.
That's how
communists do it.
That is definitely the communist approach. But yeah, that's Sarah. She doesn't talk about pedestrians as much. She still does every once in a while, but it's people smoking near her vicinity is a much bigger issue to her. Oh, there's a whole thing of her and another caller from New Mexico named Richard.
Yeah,
turns out they actually know each other. It's been an interesting few months that she started.
Really, I haven't heard
back
from her in like a year.
No, it was about 2 years that she'd been gone, I think. So she's back.
Yeah, we assumed it was because we went off to ForkFest, so we weren't taking live calls for like a 2 week period or a 10 day period. I don't know how long ForkFest was then. And that, you know, no one was answering her phone, so she stopped calling. Turns out she was homeless for a period of time or something like that. Because she hasn't worked since she was
17.
Yeah, like 16, 17, 18 years old. So she's never had a productive job or anything like that. So, of course, she loves communism.
I knew that, yes.
Yeah.
But, all right. Yeah, good hearing from you, Sarah. Nice that you're talking about other things.
Well, she's not the only one.
I still don't understand you, but it's much fresher material.
It's good to know she's alive.
She's not the only one not working. According to a story at CNBC, the shortages that people are seeing on store shelves, they're blaming COVID. They're saying that employees are calling out sick. They are in large numbers, according to a girl that works at a Safeway in the San Francisco area. She says,
hold on, I don't think that's fair. 2 years into a pandemic where you've been telling people to isolate and quarantine for 14 days if they have COVID, I don't think you're allowed to say they're calling in sick.
Teachers are doing it.
When they have COVID-19. No, they're doing what they were told to do for the last 2 years. Calling in sick is something one does when one is vomiting. But as a response to a pandemic, because you have this deadly, deadly disease, you're not calling in sick.
You tested positive.
You're taking care of society. You're keeping grandma safe. You're not calling in sick.
Took that free COVID test. By the way, everyone in New Hampshire got one free COVID test, and I've been delivering them for the last 3 weeks. So you got, that's why you have a spike, by the way. Hey, out there in the world, there's a reason why this week and a little bit of last week, you've had these spiking numbers, because every damn person got a free COVID test.
I didn't.
And they've been calling in, the teachers have been calling in because of the COVID test. That's the crux of this, dude. This really drives me crazy, because it's all about the testing. The only reason this narrative is able to survive the way that it has for 2 years is because of the rampant testing.
Yeah, they certainly don't have deaths to point out.
If you didn't have the news media, and if you didn't have these stupid tests, would you even know there was a pandemic taking place?
No way.
No way.
You just know somebody
absolutely
who got sick.
No way. No. You knew someone who knew someone that got sick. That's what drives me crazy. That and asymptomatic carriers.
It took 2 years, but I finally knew somebody who actually got sick and died. Finally. But he was really obese.
Which is the problem.
Yeah.
Vitamin D deficiency, obesity, and other comorbidities.
Yeah. He was older in his 60s and obese.
That's the case for me as well. The only person I know who died while having COVID-19 was morbidly obese and diabetic and just old, something 60 years old probably. I don't know exactly how old, just not very well taken care of.
Yeah. And wouldn't you know it, 40% of Americans are obese.
40%.
I don't know the percentage of morbidly
the
obese.
The number of kids who are now fat has like doubled.
Yeah,
in
isn't
the last
it like 70% at this point or something?
I don't know, but it's worse than it ever was, and it was already bad.
Well, the good news is shelves are empty, and they may be losing some weight pretty soon.
That's what happened in
Venezuela.
Yeah, Venezuela. They've been losing weight year after year because they're just not eating enough calories.
This article says it's like a Soviet store during 1981. And obviously, it's not quite that bad because you can still see apples and stuff there. But there are huge portions of the store here that are empty.
Yikes.
We're out of time for tonight, but you can chat with us in the meantime until the global supply chain disrupts so badly that there's no more in the internet. You can find that at chat.freetalklive.com, our decentralized server where you can say whatever you want, chat.freetalklive.com.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.